Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie, and we are joined in studio today by Chris Spicer. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. So Chris is a body talk practitioner. Her website is infinitewellness.ca, and we are going to talk about what body talk is, and you also work with kids with developmental delays,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. Specifically autism. I also work a lot with autistic children. And I've also worked using alternative health, such as giving Reiki sessions and body talk sessions to autistic children, and had quite amazing results with it, too.
Wonderful. So we're going to talk about that and all of this to do with autistic kids are fascinating to me. I've worked with young adults with autism, and it's just... their view of the world is so much different, and I really want to talk about how that's changed your view of the world and your view of spirituality. So if you want to get on the air today and ask Chris a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So Chris, I was trying to find out just what body talk is, and I keep coming up with it's a healing modality, but there's like no details. So what is body talk?
Body talk is an alternative form of energy medicine, an alternative form of healthcare, and basically it's working with the consciousness to raise your consciousness. So the way it was created in the early 80s, and it's a by John Valtheim, and it's a combination of osteopathic, chiropractic, naturopathic, Ayurvedic, a whole bunch of different principles, including Western medicine and Chinese medicine, and just mix them all together to create body talk. And basically what the belief is with the body talk is that your body has an innate healing ability, or what we call the innate wisdom. And what we do as a certified body talk practitioner is, using biofeedback or muscle testing, we're connecting with your body to connect with your innate wisdom or innate healing ability. And what we're doing is we've learned this chart, which allows us to ask questions where the imbalances are or blocks in your energy. So basically, like we're working on lots of different levels, such as organs, endocrines, body parts. Each organ, endocrine, body part has a consciousness and emotional aspect to it. We can work on body chemistry. We can work on energy matrices. We can work on the chakras. We also go into active memories, such as belief systems, events that happened to you in your childhood. So it's a very powerful modality.
So when you go, say someone was to go in for an initial body talk session, what would you sit down with them and do and find out?
Well, initially when somebody comes in to see me, I ask them to fill out like a well-being form, just to see where they're coming from and to connect with them, because it's really important to have that connection with the client. I mean, that's, I love that aspect to it, because, you know, the communication's really important, and the relationship you have with the clients too. So when they come and see me, I ask them to fill out a health and well-being form, and they fill out any concerns or things that have been, you know, like any physical complaints they have, any emotional complaints, any mental health issues they have, and they fill it out on the piece of paper on the well-being form. And once it's filled out, we sit down and we talk about it, and, you know, I say, okay, no problem, and is there any pressing issues that you'd like to particularly work on at this moment? So then we take it from there.
And so the biofeedback, I noticed when you were talking about it, you were touching parts of your body. So what exactly is that? Is that like when, for example, Wayne Dyer has talked about this, where if you want to know if something's good for you, or if you're telling the truth, you like
say the statement and then you press down on your arms?
It's the same principles, but with body talk, I'm using the arm and I'm asking yes, no questions to use the protocol. So I'm actually yes, no. Some people use fingers, like in other, I also do bioenergy healing and I just use the finger for yes, no. But with body talk, we use the arm. So what I'm looking for is when I'm working with a client, I can feel a slight movement in the muscles and that's giving me a yes, no.
So you put your hand on their arm and then they move their hand?
Yeah, I can actually. So basically, I can give you an example here.
So I've got my hand stretched out. This is radio, so we have to explain it. So she's got one hand under my palm and the other hand just behind my wrist.
So what I'm doing is I'm connecting with your body and to your innate wisdom. And then I'm going to ask, show me a yes, show me a no. Show me a yes, show me a no. So you can feel, can you feel the yes and feel the no?
So, but you're pulling your hand up, so.
I can do it, or even, okay.
So if the answer was yes, then my hand would move that way, and if the answer was no, it would move the
different.
Other way?
Yeah, it depends. I can use it like this too. I can use your hand, show me a yes, show me a no. So basically when I'm doing a yes with you, your hand's coming towards me, and when I have a no, it stiffens and I can't move it. So every person's different. Like it could be the opposite for somebody else. But it's just using muscle testing and the biofeedback. So we're asking your body the questions. Where are the imbalances? Where do we need to go? Because your body has all the answers. Your body has the ability to heal itself.
Wonderful. So so different people could have their body could react differently to a yes or no. So that's something that you kind of have to get to know them over time and see their bodily responses.
Well, it's just when I'm working with a client, when they first come in, I always use the biofeedback the same way. And sometimes I'll use the hand, sometimes I'll use the arm, but I'm always getting a yes, no answer because that's how we use the body talk.
So what kind of question would you ask them?
So basically with the body talk, we've learned a chart and there's many different modules in body talk. You start off with the 1-2 and there's which is basically organs, endocrines, body parts, chakras. And then you go on to module 3, which is like a consciousness aspect to all of our organs, endocrines, body parts. And then you go on to 4-7, which is to do with the physiological aspects, like the muscles, tendons, physical bones and things like that. And then we go on to 9, which is energy matrices. And 6 is to do with Chinese medicine and astrology. So when I work with a client, I get them to lay down on the table and just to relax. And then I get into a zone, like I call it a zone when they come in. I'll just completely go into my heart. So I'm in a neutral space. And then I put my hand on their arm and put my other hand on their tummy just to connect with them. And then I start by always asking, is permissions a priority? Because with body talk, we always make sure that we have permissions from the client on all levels, because if we don't get a yes on all levels, then we can't work with the client. And also from the practitioner too. So then I go through permissions and then I say, okay, is section 1 a priority? And it may take us to like organs, such as I can do it on myself right now. So I go into myself and I say, okay, is section 1 a priority? Yes. And then I learn through the chart and organs is coming up. And then I say, okay, more details. And it's going to lungs, heart. And then I can ask details on the heart. And then we go into more general areas, such as, is it anatomy? Is it a concept around the heart? Is it consciousness around the heart? So it goes much more into detail. So everybody, it's always whatever your body needs at that moment. I mean, I have no control. It's not my say.
Wow, so it sounds like it's really detailed.
It is. And then we're tapping out the links. Basically, we're finding a link. So then once if I find the heart and then I say, okay, is there a link to this? Yes, it may be to another organ such as lungs. Then what I do is, okay, any other details? Say no. And then we tap it out. And basically what that's doing, it's implementing the changes in the head. By tapping on the head, we're actually storing the changes and bringing in the changes on the head and storing them through the heart.
So is that the tapping is similar to the emotional freedom technique?
There isn't really any similarities there. The only thing is that we're tapping on the head and tapping on the heart, we're actually not tapping on any of the other meridians around the body.
So what does that do when you're tapping on the head and the heart?
So basically what we're doing when I'm tapping on the head, I'm visualizing the link between the linking the lungs to the heart. And when I tap on the head, I'm saying to the head, to the body, okay, wake up. You need to bring in this link, connect the link to the lungs, to the heart. And then when I tap on the heart, I'm saying to the body, okay, you need to store this new information so the body will rebalance itself.
So if a person was having a problem with their foot, would you tap on their head and then their foot?
No, basically, always when we're tapping out the links, we call it a link, we're always tapping on the head and the heart. But for instance, somebody comes in with a foot problem, what I'd do is I'd still go through the whole protocol. And it may be like the foot, maybe it'll need to link to the arm or the wrist. So then I'd hold, when I'm tapping out the link, I'd be holding the wrist and the foot so we can actually make that connection, and then tapping on the head and the heart.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just about time to take a break. So we will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
CITR News is committed to bringing you in-depth Olympics coverage from an alternative perspective. Coming to you live Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m., we will bring you coverage of the games, bringing you stories and interviews that the corporate media cannot and will not offer you. From the anti-Olympic convergence to the supposed sustainability of the games, we will also be bringing you news updates every day during the games at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Tune in Mondays and Fridays for an hour of CITR News on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts available online at citr.ca.
Mommy, can I tell you something?
Of course, sweetheart.
When I grow up, I want to be an engineer.
Good for you, honey. How would you like to learn all about careers in engineering at EFEST?
EFEST?
Yes, it's an engineering event happening Saturday, March 6th at the Central Ranch of the Public Library.
Cool, Mommy. Can we go?
Of course, Sugar Lumps.
Interested in engineering? Check out EFEST, March 6th, in the main foyer of the Vancouver Public Library's Central Branch. The event takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yay, yay, yay!
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are talking today with Cress Spicer. She is from infinitewellness.ca. If you want to get on the air and ask her a question, we are talking about body talk right now. It's a healing modality, similar to Reiki energy healing, but it's very in-depth if you're just tuning in. And we're also going to start talking about autism in children, and also how she uses body talk to help kids with developmental delays as well as autism. So if you're a parent with a child with autism, turn up the radio. 604-822-2487 is the number you need to call if you want to ask a question. Or if you're listening online, you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So keep listening. And again, the number is 604-822-2487. Welcome back to the show, Cress.
Thank you.
Hey. So the body talk, we were just talking about how in-depth it is and how you have all of these sections. There's the endocrine section and it sounds like emotional and the bones and the muscles and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so you get quite in-depth. Mm-hmm. So what do you typically find when you have a client who comes in who's suffering from autism? What sort of things present themselves?
I've worked with quite a few autistic children because I've also been working with children for 20 years. That's my training. I have the NNEB and the ECE. So as well as having my business, I've always been working with children as well. So that's why I was able to sort of like work with the autistic children and children with developmental delays, because that was my training excuse me, in the school board and in England as well. So basically, when I'm working with an autistic child, quite often some of it, everyone's so unique and so individual, but often there's some similarities come up in all the sessions. And sometimes it can be a lot of environmental influences, such as allergies, intolerances. You can have, sometimes it's like there's a lot of brain links I get with autism. Sometimes it's a lot of emotional things, relinking up the body. So the body and the mind are connected up to each other. Because what I find a lot with autistic children and autism is that it's very much they're very much coming from the left side, the logical linear side of themselves. And they're not really connected to the feminine intuitive side. So what I find when I'm working with the body talk is there's a thing called the cortices, which is a brain balancing technique. And what that does is helps to balance out the left, right sides of the brain. So it's balancing out the brain. And this really helps a lot of autistic children, just this technique alone, because what it's doing, it's reconnecting the brain. So it's not just left or right, it's both. You're using both sides of the brain. And this has been really helpful for children, especially with ADD. I've used it with learning delays, autistic children, Asperger's children have really responded to this. And there's various different things too. Some children display a lot of dehydration, a lot of environmental influences I get with autism as well.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that that's some of the root cause of the autism, or just something that happens as a symptom of because they have the autism?
Mm. I think it's a combination of things. I can't just say it's this or that. I think it could be genetics. It could be vaccine. It could be this. It's definitely environmental influences as well. I mean, with the body talk, we don't diagnose, but basically what it's doing, it's helping the body through linking the body back in into balance. So we're finding the imbalances and it's helping the body to balance back out. So if there's any imbalances there, it's going to balance it out. So the body can help heal itself and get into optimal health and well-being.
So let's take a step back. We're talking with Cress Spicer. Her website is infinitewellness.ca. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487, 604-UBCCITR. Oh, we have a caller. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see who's on the line. Hi. Oh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, did you have a question for Cress?
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
Oh, okay, have a good day. I don't think I've ever had that on the air before, but anyway, okay. Well, thanks for calling in anyway. So we were talking about body talk, and you also have a background in nursing with young children.
I'm a nursery nurse. Like, I have the NNAB from England, which is basically allows me to, I was trained up to work with children between the ages of birth and 7 years old. And I have the ECE too. So it allowed me to work a lot in the childcare field, where I gained a lot of experience working with typical children and learning delays as well.
Okay. So, and how long did it take you to, how did you discover Body Talk, and how long did it take you to become a practitioner?
Basically, I started going for sessions myself in Body Talk in 2002 when we're living in Calgary. My husband and I is when I first got introduced to Body Talk. I was suffering from numerous allergies, and I had some chronic digestive disorders and all these things, and I tried so many different modalities that nothing worked, and finally somebody recommended try Body Talk. So I went for a session, and basically I ended up going for like a year's worth of sessions, and I did, it cleared my allergies, it healed me, my body healed of the chronic digestive complaints, and I just felt incredible. A lot of issues cleared up for me during that time.
Wow. So when we're talking about allergies, I was going to ask you about allergies. So you would go to a Body Talk practitioner and find out, because usually, like, if you go to a traditional Western medical doctor, you go and you find out what you're allergic to, and then you avoid those foods, or you get an allergy shot. So how is it different in Body Talk?
Basically, with Body Talk, there's many different factors that create allergies. Allergies isn't just a physical thing. There's often emotional aspects to it, environmental aspects, genetic aspects. And these were all coming up in my sessions in the Body Talk. So, I mean, ultimately what it came down to is what I had a general fear of being safe, because allergies are often related to not feeling safe. You become allergic to someone or something because you don't feel safe and secure about it. So that was one of my root causes of allergies, was the fear of not being safe here, fear of getting sick, or fear of like getting allergic to something, as well as genetic components came up, body chemistry came up for me, a lot of emotional stuff. Like, you know, instead of expressing myself, I'd get upset and it come out as allergies. So,
Wow. So then through, just through the sessions of Body Talk, now you don't have any more allergies?
No.
Isn't that interesting? That is very interesting. Wow. Okay. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And our guest is Chris Spicer. She is a Body Talk practitioner, a Reiki master, and a teacher. And she also works with children with developmental delays and autism. And so I'm really fascinated by autistic kids. So I'd really love to talk more about that. How did you discover the link between autism and Body Talk? Like how it would help kids?
Basically, I had a lot of training with autistic children. I've had many years of working with them. And what I was finding was that there was, every time I worked with them, I had this really, really special connection with them. And I'm like, there's something more to these children than meets the eye. Because what I was finding was that they wouldn't connect with other people, but they'd come over to me and sit by me, or, you know, want to be near me. And I really had, once I sort of got to know them, I had this very strong connection with them. And then I started to realize that they're very special children. And I actually feel they're down here for a very special purpose.
And what purpose do you think that
is? I feel that the autistic children, especially, like, all children are very special, like children are very open spiritually, but I also feel that the autistic children are very open spiritually. They're down here to awaken us. And whenever I've worked with these children, I've had amazing experiences with them. Like, I actually see, too. I psychically see energy, and I see things. So I could see their energy. I could feel their energy. It's like I had a telepathic connection with them. Like, they didn't need to say things, because I think that's part of it, that these children are so highly evolved that they're unable to express all the gifts and abilities and the knowledge they have, because of that, you know, they feel like they're trapped inside the body, and really they're very, very special children.
So it's interesting, because you mentioned earlier how autistic kids tend to be more in their logical brain and less in their emotional side. But the spiritual, when you talk about how spiritual they are, my perception would be that the spirituality would be more on the emotional side of the brain.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I see that from where I'm coming from in that aspect, I'm talking like they have a direct connection to the source. They have like a God connection. They have a knowingness, and they may not be able to express it in an emotional way. Some children I work with have said to me, like, autistic children, I love you, and that's like, wow. And the thing was, they said it to me, but they didn't actually show the emotional aspect to it. It was very, oh, I love you. And it was beautiful. I could see where it was coming from. But it's like they have this full, like, knowing and understanding. And they do have a loving presence about them, too.
Interesting. I want to talk more about this because it's so fascinating to me. The part that sticks with me when I think of autism, of course, is the movie Rain Man. Yeah. That's probably the most famous case of someone with autism. But not all autistic people are like Rain Man. No. There's very different ranges because you mentioned Asperger's syndrome. I mean, that is a form.
Yeah, it's very high functioning.
Yes.
And then you can get other children I work with who completely like are aggressive and violent and just can't be near them. But still, you can still feel inside that they have that same light, the same spirit inside. And then you get other children who I've worked with, and I still do, who are very communicative. And it's like, oh, you know, they'll come up to me and they say, oh, I love you, I like you. And, you know, they actually like, they're sort of halfway there. They're quite high functioning, but emotionally and socially, they're lacking in those skills. So it's like you're building up on those skills with them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then other kids with autism are totally nonverbal and won't speak at all.
Some are nonverbal, and you may need to use sign language. Some are very verbal and great at talking. And then others, you know, it's just like, there's the whole spectrum. I've worked with children who don't talk, who I've had to sign with. And then I've worked with children who have had Asperger's, who are completely like non-stop talking and very like, and actually quite social. And then I work a lot with the in-betweens too, who are very high functioning. They're able to go to school, do the work and everything, but just lack more in the social, emotional aspects. Like they're very bright. A lot of them are very gifted. And it's beautiful.
So when we talk about the autistic spectrum, since there are so many different types of so many different personalities and different abilities and intellectual levels of people with autism, what is that common thread that makes them autistic?
Well, the common thread that makes them autistic is the way they perceive the world. There's a very like it's a very concrete way they'll often see it. Like they aren't able to see it's either black and white, and often they have problems with the gray areas. Like, oh, you said this, so that's what we're doing. And if anything changes, like there was one child, I said we were going to go out somewhere with him. And then, you know, the plans changed, and this was at school. And he said, but you told me that's what we're doing, and that's what we're doing. It's like they get fixated on that point. They haven't got the flexibility of being able to say, okay, that's okay. Things happen, but it's very concrete and solid. If you say you're going to do something, then you need to do that, because they aren't able to have that rationale of like, oh, I see why maybe there's something happening. They haven't got that emotional aspect going on to a lot of them. So that's why, you know, people come in and do a lot of work with them to build up those skills.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we are talking with Chris Spicer. She is from infinitewellness.ca. She is a certified body talk practitioner, a Reiki master and teacher, and she also works with kids with developmental disabilities and most specifically autism. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Roses. Ska music, you make me dance all night. Ska music, you're alright.
What the?
I don't know, I'm just a metal.
Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon. CITR.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia campus where the Olympics are happening. Is it the last day? I thought today was the last day of the Olympics, but...
I think it's Sunday.
Sunday, there's like the closing ceremonies, right?
Yeah, the closing ceremonies, yeah.
But I think today's probably the last day at UBC of games. I don't know.
I have no idea.
There's so much going on, it's hard to know. But we are here right at UBC, so in the Student Union building. If you want to get on the air and ask Cress a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. We are talking about body talk. We're talking about autism, which to me is just a fascinating subject. And, you know, this is talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And one of the things I notice about autistic people, not just kids, but people with autism in general, is the gentle soul. Tell me about your experience with that.
Definitely. I totally agree with you with that. When that's something that I find really attractive working with autistic children in particular, is like they have this special sort of energy. Like, not only have I worked in the school aspect of like working developmentally and coming up with plans for them, but I also, from an energy perspective, I see them on that, I view them on that level too. And coming from an energy perspective, it's like the beautiful, pure energy. And I just find them so loving. And I love to be around autistic children because they may not have to say anything, but you can actually feel their energy. They have like a purity around them. Yeah.
So when you see people's energy, do you see like colors? What do you see? So looking at someone, just a average person without autism, and then looking at a kid with autism, what would be the difference?
I mean, basically, like our auras change all the time, depending on how we're feeling and, you know, what we're doing at that moment. But I find a lot of similarities in the children. Like the autistic children have like gold and silver auras. Like it's beautiful. Just like, and sometimes they'll have a lot of white in there. It's just like a purity. It's like a divine light they have around them.
And you mentioned earlier that you believe that autistic kids have a special purpose here. What do you think that purpose is?
It's to awaken us. I definitely feel that They're here to awaken us to our spirituality, to our knowingness inside, to our connection to the source, to the divinity, whoever that may be, the universe, creator, whoever you want that to be. But I feel that they're here to uplift us to a different level of consciousness.
So have you noticed in your work over the years, because it seems to me from my observation, and I'm not an expert by any means, but it seems that there are more autistic kids now than ever before.
There are. They are coming in droves. And that's true. There seems to be enormous growth spurt of autistic children coming in right now. And it seems like, and I've talked to other people about it too, and from my perspective, where I'm coming from, I feel like on a spiritual level, it's like they're coming in right now to help awaken us and to help bring in and anchor that energy. Because there are such higher energy, higher dimensional energy, they're already grounded into it. They're helping to ground these new energies, like the indigo energies and the crystal energies, like the crystal children and the indigo energy, into the earth right now.
So a lot of people think that autism is linked to vaccinations. And
They could be, you know, there's many different things going around. Some people feel it could be vaccinations. These environmental influences may have helped to bring it out. But I mean, there are some autistic children who've come out of autism too. Like they just experienced it for a couple of years and then came back out of it because they went through a lot of therapy or whatever they were doing. But I mean, some are born with it, some it comes on at a later stage, and even some people can get it as an adult. So
there was a book, I haven't read the book, but mm-hmm. when I was working briefly mm-hmm. as a community support worker, I was working with young adults with developmental delays, mm-hmm. and there was a woman who had autism. I don't know if she developed it as an adult, but she had autism and then she didn't.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book about what her experience was. And yeah. How does that happen? I mean, isn't autism, I mean, you think, like, if someone is born with, mm-hmm. and autism if someone has autism, it doesn't mean that they have a developmental disability. Mm-hmm. I mean, many autistic kids are very, very bright and intelligent. Mm-hmm. But they often get classified under that heading of special needs, developmental delays. Mm-hmm. But how does one come out of that? And what's your experience? I mean, have you talked to people who have been autistic before and are not anymore?
No, I actually haven't met anyone like that. Like I've seen, like the clients I've worked with, like the children I've worked with, have actually improved a lot in like areas of like communication. And one child in particular had, what was he diagnosed? He had a really bad case of Tourette's, which is like he had a really bad facial tic, and also he was autistic too. So I did quite a few Reiki and body talk sessions, and I'm still working with him, but doing it long distance. And basically what happened, he's improving in all these areas. His facial tic has been reduced. He's becoming a lot more social. He's come off medications because he was on medications for a while, and the child took himself off saying, I don't need it. So it was just like, he was able to express himself more. It was like he was coming more out of himself.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. And I want to talk more mm-hmm. about body talk. When you're working with someone with autism, mm-hmm. do you come at it from a different perspective than someone else who's coming with more of a physical issue or something like
it's
that?
It's always, when you're working with body talk, it's always the same way. Like the person will be laying on the table. And sometimes I also do long distance sessions. And sometimes with children, I'll do long distance sessions with them. Like I will be at home or in the office and I'll send them a session long distance, like I'll set a time when they're maybe in bed or something, and then I'll work on them during that time. And then in the morning, I'll call them and I'll let the parent know what came up. Because sometimes with young children or children with developmental delays, they find it very hard to lay still and be still for a certain amount of time. So that way it allows me to, they don't have to be with me. They can be playing, they could be sleeping, and I could still do this session on them, have exactly the same effect.
So how do you tap into that? Are you using Reiki? Are you using body talk or combination?
Basically, like when I'm doing long distance sessions, I started off using the Reiki. Like you can do Reiki a lot long distance. So what I use is my teddy bear. I have a teddy bear that I use. And I use the teddy bear and I then activate it through the Reiki to send a long distance session. And then the child's there, and then I'll do exactly the same thing. I'll be using muscle testing or biofeedback, and I'll go through the protocol exactly the same way as I would anybody else. Like, okay, permission's a priority. Is it section 1, section 2, section 3, section 4? And then I'll work through it exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm. So how is Reiki different than body talk?
Reiki is very different from body talk. The only thing that is similar is that they're both working with energy and working with consciousness as well. But with the Reiki, I'm actually not using biofeedback or muscle testing. Basically, with the Reiki, I've been initiated to bring through Reiki or the Qi, the Qi energy. And when I'm using Reiki, I'm using my hands, and also the energy comes out my feet too. And I'm guiding it towards the child or the plant or the animal I'm working with. And I'm not actually, don't have to actually touch the body. I can hold it above the body and work with the energy bodies. So with the Reiki, it's working, I mean, you work a lot on the physical body, but it's also working on all the different energy bodies as well.
So you teach Reiki, and I'm curious because a lot of Reiki and body, I mean, you're talking about doing like distance healing. So does someone who is interested in Reiki, do they need to have like an innate psychic ability?
No, not at all. No.
So how do people learn this?
Basically, like when people come in for Reiki, if they're interested in learning with Reiki, they'll often come in for sessions, and it just gets them, they become more attuned to the feeling of what it feels like, because everybody has their own gifts and abilities, and we can all work on these and, you know, improve our abilities, whether it be psychic or kinesthetic or hearing, because everybody does things differently. So often, like when I do sessions with people, if they're interested in doing things, because I also teach body talk access as well. So if either with the body talk or the Reiki, once they experience the session, often they will come back for more, and then they'll say, oh, I want to learn Reiki, or I want to learn body talk access, or whatever it is. So it's a very experiential thing.
Mm-hmm. And do you get many health professionals like doctors or nurses coming in for this training?
For coming in for sessions?
For to learn how to do Reiki or to learn how to do body talk.
Yeah, I've had, I actually teach the body talk access, and I've had quite a few different like nurses and physios, massage therapists. I've had one doctor come in, and I also I do contract instructing too at the college as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then the opposite, like as far as clients and patients, do you find a lot of healthcare practitioners come in for that?
Yes, I do. Cool. Yes. I mean, it's in the last couple of years, probably in the last 2 years, I found an increase in nurses, in physios. I've had a couple of doctors, lawyers, different people are coming in. I think as the times are changing and the energies are changing, people are becoming more awake, and people are like wanting to look for alternatives, not just relying on one system. They want to have complementary things happening too.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, it's time for a break again, so we will be back with more Synchronicity. You're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
CITR News is committed to bringing you in-depth Olympics coverage from an alternative perspective. Coming to you live Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m., we will bring you coverage of the games, bringing you stories and interviews that the corporate media cannot and will not offer you. From the anti-Olympic convergence to the supposed sustainability of the Games, we will also be bringing you news updates every day during the Games at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Tune in Mondays and Fridays for an hour of CITR News on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live streaming and podcasts available online at citr.ca.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Hi, welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, the home of the 2010 Olympic Games, wrapping up in just a couple of days. Yeah, it's been better than I expected here, so I have no complaints right now about the Olympics, I'm happy to say. That ad that we just played before we came back was about the AIDS helpline. I'm curious, do you have clients with HIV and AIDS come for body talk sessions?
I actually haven't had any here. I did in Calgary. I had clients with HIV, hepatitis, whole bunch of different things, but I haven't had many here at all.
You've talked about the allergies being able to be totally cleared up for you personally.
Yeah.
Are there any other diseases, any other health issues that have been cleared up? Like, could something like cancer or hepatitis or something like that potentially be cured?
I think that body talk doesn't actually cure. It's not a means of diagnosing or curing people. What the body talk is a whole system in itself that works on all different levels, like the physical being, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual self. So by finding the imbalances in the body is allowed to heal itself back into optimum health and well-being. So I've had quite a few different people come in with a lot of menopausal problems. I've had really a lot of women coming in with that, and through the links and things have been able to actually not experience the hot flushes anymore or the menopausal symptoms. It's not that it's not being cured or diagnosed. What it is, it's like the imbalances are correcting themselves with the body talk, so then they don't have those symptoms anymore.
So it sounds, we all know that the body has an incredible ability to heal itself.
Yes, it
we
does.
Have an immune system. Our bones heal when they break. So it sounds like body talk is really just a way of helping your body to access its own
Absolutely.
Inner healing ability.
That's exactly what it's doing. It's connecting to your body's healing ability and helping your body to help heal itself on all levels. And I've had some amazingly powerful sessions myself, and also working with clients. It's just amazing. Every time I work with a client, I learn something more about body talk, and also I receive the healing too on myself.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So do you still need to go get sessions? How long do you need to go to body talk? And then do you need to go and get like a tune-up every month? Or how does it work?
Yeah, basically, I've had clients who've been coming for years, and they come initially they were coming because they had an issue, and that issue cleared up. And then they'd come back every month for like a tune-up just to keep in balance, or maybe they'd come every 2 months. Some would come every week again. So it just all depends on how the person feels. But generally, once they start in with the body talk, they're hooked into it. That's how I was too. Completely got hooked into it once I went for sessions. I needed to learn more. And I became a certified body talk practitioner in 2004.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So once you started getting the sessions, yeah. I have to learn how to do this.
Yeah, totally.
So I can help other people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what would you say is your most typical, you mentioned menopause, menopausal women mm-hmm. coming. What are some of the most typical things that people come to Body Talk for mm-hmm. and are most, where you see the most dramatic results?
I've had a lot of dramatic results in actually working with women who are pregnant too, like fertility issues. I've worked a lot with people with stress, extremely effective for stress, insomnia, chronic digestive disorders, allergies, also emotional things. Like I've had quite a few people coming with, you know, stress or post-traumatic things or emotional things that have happened in the childhood that are being brought up to the surface to be cleared through the body talk, and they've able to be moved through their life. Also, I've worked with body talk on, what have I worked with? The business too. So body talk can be used in many different ways. It can be used on a person, or it can be used with certain issues. Like I've used it on someone, a client came to me and it came up their business and I needed to work on their business using the body talk.
So how does that work?
So basically what it was, it's still using the same protocol. Like I'm going through the questions and everything, but they were actually having problems in their business and it came up as a sub-session on their business. And basically links were coming up to bringing in more clients, or there was an area of their business that they weren't feeling comfortable in that the body talk linked up between them and their business. And when I checked in with that person like a couple of weeks later, they actually were pretty busy and doing well with their business.
Awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What about things like addictions?
Oh, mm-hmm. I've had some really good results with addictions, smoking, drinking, because everything is not just an addiction. It's all the underlying things below it. Like it's a lot of emotional factors involved, environmental, mental factors, the way you think about it, your belief systems. So body talk works on all these different layers.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, it's about time to wrap up the show in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to ask if there's anything else that you would like to add about that you'd like to say. I know you're writing a book about autism.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, I'm writing a book about my experiences with autistic children, but coming from a spiritual perspective, because I really find that those children have so much to offer, and that I have a unique connection with them, and that I've learned so much from these children. I find it's an honor to be with them, to work with them, not only like giving them body talk and Reiki sessions, but also in the schools and things, because I've learned so much from these children. And it's just, I find that I try, and when I'm with them, I ask that I may learn from them, because it's such a beautiful experience to be around them.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And is there anything you'd like to add about body talk?
Oh, I just love body talk.
Body talk is wonderful.
Yay.
Okay. All right. Well, if you would like to get in touch with Chris Spicer, we've been speaking with her about body talk. She is a certified body talk practitioner, a Reiki master and teacher, and you can find her at infinitewellness.ca. You can also find more information and a link to her website on my site, spiritualshow.com. Coming up in just a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive, ska music to start off your weekend. And we will be back next week with Melissa Kitto, and we'll be talking about one of my favorite subjects, angels. Ah. And on my other show that I'm doing, another show now online only on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Namaste Radio. So coming up on Tuesday, I'll be interviewing Paul Rademacher, not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he is the executive director of the Monroe Institute. So if you're interested in that, check out my website, spiritualshow.com. I think he'll actually be coming on Synchronicity as well in a couple weeks, but by then I'll have a whole new set of questions for him. So listen to both shows if you're interested in astral travel and the Monroe Institute and all of that. And again, tune in next week for a discussion about angels with Melissa Kitto. Up next, Scotty Scenic Drive. And I'm going to close the show with a song by the beautiful, wonderful local artist, Surya, here on CITR 101.9 FM. Have a wonderful weekend.
Chidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Same Shri Bhagavate.